This is the voice of One Witness Radio Program, and I'm Chip Brim, Billy's boy. Mom's out traveling, playing, doing something, so I'm in here filling in, and I hope you don't mind. Hey, we're going to talk about something this week that is absolutely burning inside of me, and I believe the church needs to hear about this because it was given from the Lord to one of our generals who has now passed, Oral Roberts. And you can actually find this in the book, The Wake-Up Call, but it really spurred something in me. It stirred something in me. And here's what was said from Jesus in a vision to Oral. Here's what Jesus said. There is an emptiness in my church. There is a weakness, a wimpiness, like being a wimp. There is a spirit of weakness in the people who are trying to proclaim my gospel. Well, weak and wimpy? I don't know if you know anything about my ministry, but I came from the background of sports. And the Lord told me, he said, now is the time, Chip. And I said, Lord, how can I preach? All I know how to do is coach. And he said, did I not help you train up champions in baseball for 14 years? And I said, God, I gave you all the glory, and I asked you to help me, and you did help me. He then said, well, I will help you train champions for me. And I'm telling you, when I hear about, you know, I've been on championship teams as a coach and a player for years, most of my life. And to hear that our church is in a state of weakness or wimpiness, that hits me the wrong way. We're to be strong and courageous. That's what the Bible says. That's what God told Joshua in Joshua 1, be strong and courageous. And he repeated it three times. We're not supposed to be weak and wimpy. And so I remembered my calling about champion. And then I remembered that when I went to Israel to learn about what champion meant, and I found out that the Hebrew word for champion, givor, and it means strong, mighty, and one of the words in there, courageous, but also was the word warrior. And I remembered that word warrior. Well, warrior is the very opposite of wimp. I don't know if anybody out there knows what wimp means, but it's very easy. I studied it. It took me about, 30 seconds. Every definition was the same thing, a cowardly, weak individual. Well, we do not need to be a church who is cowardly and weak. We don't need a whole bunch of Christians who are cowardly and weak. But one of the opposite of cowardly and weak is warrior. Well, and that's one of the words that is in that root word, that wheel system of the Hebrew word givor, which means champion, strong, mighty, courageous, warrior. Well, the first three letters of that word popped out at me, warrior, war. And I thought, that's it. We've got to be warriors. That's who we are. We can't be wimps. We've got to be warriors. So I started to do a study on warriors. And I mean, I just didn't study the warriors of the Bible, which I did. I studied anything that had the title warrior in it. I studied the Romans, I studied the Spartans, I studied the gladiators and the medieval knights and Japan's samurai. And I listed all the common characteristics in my study down of these warriors. If it had the same, everybody had the same characteristics, then I would put that down. And I came up with this, and as I was looking at these characteristics of all the Spartans, gladiators, Romans, the medieval knights, just samurai, I started thinking, this is what the church, this should be the common characteristics of the body of Christ. And so I'm reading them, and it says, a warrior is one who is capable of engaging in combat. He is one with great vigor, great courage, and he's very aggressive. He's strong, and he's loyal, and he's brave. Listen to these characteristics of a warrior. They're strong. Well, what does the Bible say? Be strong in the Lord. Be strong and courageous. God said that several times. Let the weak say, I am strong. We shouldn't be weak. This is not the time to have a weak church. And look at this one, loyal. Let me tell you something, people. That is a great attribute for a champion or a warrior, one who is loyal. I think of David's mighty men, those three men that went and risked their lives for David to get him a drink of water. It moved David so much, their loyalty, that he couldn't even drink that water. And he poured it out as a sacrifice and said, and he even cried and said, I can't even drink this because it would be like drinking, you know, they risked their own lives. And so loyalty, and I wonder of us, how many of us right now, we're loyal.
Ask yourself, what are you loyal to? Well, we should, number one, be loyal to God and His commandments. That's obvious. But we should also be loyal to our pastors and our church and our calling, whatever God's called us to do. Be loyal to it. It's big to God to be loyal. And, we should be loyal to our spouses. We should be loyal to our families. Loyalty is huge. And so that is an attribute of a warrior. And so I'm sitting here looking at all these attributes, engaging in combat, great courage, very aggressive, strong, loyal, brave. This should describe the Christians of today. So I started to do some more study, and I'm studying on warriors, and I go into studying about their culture, their lifestyle. And a warrior's culture, this is what I found out, is a culture that heavily emphasizes war. He is a soldier, a person who is engaged in military for life. I mean, that's what they're thinking about all the time. And then I looked it up, warrior, in the Greek, and it says, a fiercely committed soldier who possesses a warring mentality. And that's when it hit me. That's what we're missing, a warring mentality. Now, you got to understand something before I'm teaching you this. The Lord wanted me to study this and share this from a different perspective. We are the triumphant church. And God and Jesus said, occupy till I come. I'm not preaching against that. I'm not trying to preach a militant mentality. I'm preaching it from a position of we've got to wake up because it is war. And a lot of people are asking questions and they don't understand why things are happening to them or what they don't understand why things happen to somebody else or to good people. But it's very easy. It is war, and we are in a combat zone. Yes, we are to occupy, but I'm going to tell you something, people. Occupying is war. And if you don't think so, go play King of the Hill. Go up top of that hill and just relax and see if you're going to maintain that hill when other people come up to try to take it away from you. You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to understand that it's going to be war to occupy this position. And thank God for this position. And the position we have is from the right hand of the Father. And we have all authority. And that's the safest place in the world to be. I'm going to tell you, thank God for the authority that He gave us. And I like how John A. McMillan said it in The Authority of the Believer. He said, the only place of safety is the occupation of the seat itself. And talking about the right hand of the Father, where we were raised up with Him in Ephesians. It is far above the enemy. And if the believer abides steadfastly by faith in this location, he cannot be touched. I love that. Untouchable. Consequently, the enemy puts forth all his wiles to draw him down in spirit. For once he is out of his seat, that's talking about us, the authority is gone and he is no longer dangerous. And furthermore, he is open to attack. So he will attack from that position. And he said, but if you maintain that position with authority, you can be, that's the safest place in the world. It reminds me of Smith Wigglesworth once when he said, there is a place in God where even Satan dare not go. So we're talking about from this position, and we're talking about warriors, and this is the mentality of the church. So God wants me to teach this. He didn't tell me to teach on spiritual warfare, which we need to be taught. He didn't tell me to teach on the armor of the Lord, which thank God we have, and it's in the Bible. He wanted me to share with the body of Christ their mentality is wrong. They have to have a warring mentality. Now, so a warring mentality is someone who is he is so committed to war that he fights tactically and strategically and aggressively. So, in reviewing of everything that I had studied about warrior, and this is how Christians should be. This should describe everyone who's listening to this. You should be brave. You should be courageous. You should be strong and aggressive. Don't be passive. Don't be waiting back. Don't wait for attacks. Get on the attack. Why? Because it's war. Your whole life should emphasize this war. You should be so committed and have a warring mentality that you understand why things are happening to us and around us. And I understand we know that we're in the Lord's army, and I understand we know about the armor in Ephesians.
but do we have a warring mentality? I think somewhere we've missed this as the church. I don't know if we've somehow overlooked it. Maybe we have chose not to see it, but we are at war. And either we are aware of this and we have a warring mentality, or we are a wimp. And it didn't used to be this way. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord told me the reason, he showed me an example of how come we're at this way. If all of a sudden the war went crazy, I'm talking about natural war, and the world went crazy, and all of us were sent off in a plane tomorrow, and we're hearing the engines roar of the planes, and we're sitting in our fatigues with, you know, AK-47s, and there's children, and moms, and grandmas, grandpas, all of us are at war, and we're looking at each other going, oh my goodness, just yesterday I was doing radio, or I was on a tractor, or I was in my office. And all of a sudden, you know, the sergeant comes in and tells us you're going to be dropped off in a military zone, and there's going to be bombs, there's going to be bullets, and everything's going to be flying. And so we get dropped off in this zone, and all of a sudden people next to us are dying, and bullets are flying, and it's real war. You know, it would be an interesting conversation to hear what we would be saying on that plane as we're being dropped down into those foxholes, into that battle, that combat. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you as a military person went down into war like that, and you're sitting here questioning, why is the enemy trying to kill me? Or why did he just kill my friend right next to me? You do not have a warring mentality. There is no soldier that goes out in our military and has to be thinking about those things. They know why. It's war. They know that they have an enemy with a different agenda who's out to kill, steal, and destroy. And guess what, church? We have an enemy who's out to kill, steal, and destroy. But yet, the church has been asking questions to God over and over and over. And if we have this question mentality, we don't have a warring mentality. It's simple. If you want to know the answer to everything that's happening around you or to you, it's war. There's an enemy with a different agenda, and he's out to kill, steal, and destroy. He'll try to kill Christians. He'll try to kill good people. He'll do whatever he can. It's war. It's that way when he left. It was that way when he was here, and it'll be that way when he comes back. Jesus will come back on a steed with his robe dipped in blood, with a sword in his hand and an army behind him. It's war. And we have got to get this warring mentality. Stay tuned this week for the rest of this. I'm telling you. Plus, we are going to teach this at our youth rally. We're going to raise up some soldiers who are going to take back some high schools and communities and families. Get your kids to the 10th annual youth rally, Champions for Christ in Branson, Missouri. And it's July 26th through the 30th. We've got me, Billy Brim, Mom, Steve Munns, Jeremy Pearson's Go Ministries. We're going to have the whole showboat Branson Bell to ourselves. We have all Whitewater to ourselves. We're going to go to roller coaster rides and everything else. It's going to absolutely be great. And if you want any more information about Billy Brim Ministries or Champions for Christ, call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.